Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.
And I think life is one big toss-up of the things you love and the things you're supposed to do. And more times than not, the things you're supposed to do are so overwhelming and so all-encompassing that you sacrifice the things you love. And it's tough, because I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think it's different for everyone, but I think we could all afford ourselves a little more of the things we love. And I think we'd be surprised to find the things we love would achieve us the similar, I don't know, the needs and of survival as the things we're supposed to, if we just gave them time and we gave them energy.
Well, it's been 1,095 days since I started Wonder Soul. And here we are, 3 years later, and I'm sitting down to record a podcast episode for it. And honestly, I'm not really sure what to say. I'm trying to just speak from the heart here and just let whatever comes to mind, you know, be vocalized. I have some notes as far as just like some talking points, and I'm going to try to keep this short. But first of all, before I go any further, I think just saying thank you, it's the right place to start. Really, if you are listening to this, and let's say this is your first episode, or you've been listening and watching and supporting for any length of time in the last 3 years, thank you so much. It truly means a lot to me. I have had the privilege of connecting with so many awesome people that I don't think I would have ever met had it not been for making the decision to make content. And without your support, I wouldn't have made it 3 years. Shoot, I probably wouldn't have made it 3 months, honestly, just from friends to family to new friends and just different people that I've been able to meet through our similar passions and interests. Has been truly wonderful, and I'm so blown away that anything that I've done in the last 3 years has connected with anybody. So thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you to all the Patreon supporters who have supported at any length of time or at any point. Just recently rebooted that, and so shout out to you if you have been supporting there, and just anybody from the YouTube channel to the Twitch channel, and then ultimately the podcast, because that's really where this all started. And, you know, in just reflecting on the last year, which was obviously a hard year for all of us, there was a lot of peaks and valleys in content and a lot of different directions that I tried to take Wonder Soul. And, you know, I honestly was going with the flow, going from just doing the podcast to experimenting with things like streaming on Twitch.tv, and then also making content on YouTube. And, you know, when people were stuck at home during quarantine, I think podcasts all in general kind of took a hit. And a lot of people listen to them when they are at the gym, commuting, and I was making a lot of content at the time that I felt like could benefit being on different platforms. And I wanted to learn how to, you know, edit videos and do all that good stuff. So, I got really big into streaming on Twitch there over the past year, and I've had a lot of good memories doing it, and I've met a lot of crazy awesome people. So I spent a lot of time doing that. And over that course, I started doing some retro sports stuff. Obviously, one of the bigger ones is like NCAA. And then I started making content over on YouTube that was focused on like ESPN NFL 2K5, which is one of the greatest football games of all time, and just a couple other things. So like over the past year plus, I've made a lot of changes to Wondersoul. And some are good and some are bad. I'll be the first to admit that. So, you know, I've always been very transparent with how many things I enjoy and like, how many different passions I have. You know, and I guess like there's a difference between passion and interest, obviously. But there's a lot of things that I have interest in, and they don't always relate to each other. Obviously, not everybody who's into anime enjoys sports. Not everybody who likes movies likes video games, different things like that. But I always tried to find ways to introduce people to the things that I like and also share with them my own experience and perspective with it. You know, streaming was fun, sharing those experiences with different games. And I even was doing the podcast live at one point, and I had a couple guests on to do that. And then, you know, the socialization over the last year with streaming, you know, so the different forms and shapes that Wondersoul has taken over the last 3 years is definitely a pro and a con. You know, it's a learning experience. Doing something that you've never done before and that you have full creative control. You know, there wasn't really anybody to tell me, don't do that, you know, do more of this. Like I had to look into the numbers and the analytics and all that stuff. But for the most part, I was just kind of going with what I wanted to do at the time. And so that's why it kind of changed over the last year. And that's why I felt like I didn't really have much more to say with the podcast, because I wanted to focus on video stuff and visual things, and, you know, and but here we are today, right? So it all comes back full circle. So, like I said, I don't want to keep this going for too long, but I do want to take the opportunity to reflect and then also give you guys an idea of what to expect. But here are some, like, blunt truths that I need to talk about when it comes to just Wondersoul and content. Wondersoul is one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I'm so happy that I've stepped out of my comfort zone to do content. You know, and there was a certain level of confidence that was built when I started to do that. And then I explored other platforms such as YouTube and Twitch. Now, my experiences on both of those platforms have been varied for the most part. You know, I spent a lot of time streaming on Twitch, and I don't know if streaming is really my forte. It's not really my strength. I think it's such an instant gratification type thing for everyone involved. And, you know, I personally believe that a lot of people are really into on-demand content because of everybody's diverse schedules and attention spans that, you know, unless that's your main gig, it's kind of hard to give it exactly what it needs, the energy and the time and the effort. And you have to have a real passion for it, because it can be really challenging mentally to let go of certain aspects of it. And I'm sure along the way of me being on that platform, I've burnt some bridges, and I want to apologize to anyone who might feel like that was something that happened. It was never my intentions. It was always, you know, it was always hard being on there sometimes. It felt like very competitive. And I feel like over my course of doing content, I've networked with a lot more content creators than people that would want to actually enjoy the content that I was making. So I met so many podcasters, so many streamers, and so, you know, expecting those connections to develop into relationships and to have these unrealistic expectations for one another as far as support, you know, was a learning lesson that, you know, I'm trying to keep with me moving forward. But over time, it was like a lot of energy being put into streaming, and it felt like the right thing at that time. And being able to meet so many people and to, you know, connect during a year like 2020 was a lifesaver. And I've been very vocal about that. But, you know, moving forward, I'm not really sure if Twitch is going to be something I need to focus on, unless like in the future, like there's a demand for it, or if it really just makes sense logically and as and strategically for what I'm trying to do with content. And hopefully if I do return with an energy level that's high enough to maintain any kind of consistency and success over there, you know, I think I'll feel it in my gut that, yeah, this is the right time, and maybe I'll have help or something. But, you know, it's just like I took things so personal on there, and you're just battling with so many other entertainment, you know, platforms and venues. So as the world starts to open up, I'm just trying to, let go of some things so I can move forward. So Twitch, though I've gone back and forth and I've been very vocal about how I feel about the platform and my pros and cons to that experience, I just want to get that off my chest that, you know, it probably won't be in my plans to move forward with it in the near future. As far as YouTube, right? YouTube over the year, I've had a lot of fun. Honestly, you know, I don't regret doing any of the NCAA 06 content, the ESPN, NFL 2K5, Madden 07. So that sports stuff. I mean, at one point I thought about making the channel Wonder Sports, or, you know, just rebranding it, because the audience that was coming in and the numbers that were showing up for those specific series and content, you know, it just made sense. It wasn't a podcast channel. It wasn't, you know, the Wonder Sounds don't really tend to do extremely well, but those are really passion projects, and I'll get to that in a minute. But even in that time, I was trying different videos, like one-off, you know, video essay type things. I've tried a lot of different stuff on YouTube, and I've also learned, like, through that the algorithm doesn't really play nice with variety. You know, they want to tell Bob to check out this channel when Bob wants to check out cooking stuff, because that channel has all the cooking stuff. But if there's cooking stuff here, and then there's sports stuff here, and then there's anime stuff here, you know, it just really messes it all up. So having, you know, consistency on YouTube, I've learned, is really good. At least it's the best way to approach it starting out. And once you build your audience, then you could probably branch out. You see it all the time. But, you know, I wanted to try different things. I did some anime music videos. You know, I continued Wonder Sounds for over a year. I've done 15 volumes of that. And those are some of the most memorable projects that I've worked on, even though I did not construct the beats. But I try to make them speak to people in a way where it's the themes and the sounds and the experience all together, just, you know, it's something that you can play and listen to almost like a soundtrack as you're hanging out, or if you're going through certain moments in your life, certain feelings. You know, those have helped me get through some tough times, and they've also helped me amplify good times, because they're not all super deep and, I guess, like depressing or real life stuff. It's some of it's just for fun, and that's, you know, that's life. It's filled with a variety of emotions and peaks and valleys. So they often reflect that. So I'm definitely keeping up with the Wonder Sounds. I'm currently working on what I want to do with Volume 16. And I'll do those no matter how well they do on YouTube. I feel like they should only be on YouTube because, well, like most of the beats and producers that I've been so blessed to, you know, connect with just through their music and support them any way I can. And hopefully, these projects, people will listen and they'll be like, man, that beat sounds really cool. Who made this? And they'll look and they'll go and check out the other works of art that these producers are working so hard to do. And it surprises me all the time when I see that, oh, this is a free beat. No way. Like, you should be making this for some, like, you know, superstar artists out there. But you know, I hope I do their works of art justice, and I hope I can put enough of my own vibe to it to make it something different. And yeah, so definitely looking forward to continuing Wonder Sounds in the future. What else? Before I move completely away from YouTube, and sorry if I'm boring anybody, but this is just this is kind of what you get with the anniversary episode for the most part. But so for YouTube, recently I stopped doing the football stuff and the sports stuff. And I know that there was a lot of people that were subscribing to the YouTube channel because of that content. And I've also noticed the numbers dip. And I'm okay with that because I made the choice ahead of time to make sure that people weren't coming in with any false expectations. That wasn't going to be something I was planning on doing full time all the time. That's the content I'm known for. At one point, it was like, I really want to get into like retro, you know, video gaming, like retro gaming. And I felt like some of these old sports games fit that niche. But then they just kind of kept going. And obviously, you try so many different things in life. And when things start to hit, you kind of are a fool to ignore it. You roll with it. But, you know, I've seen a lot of content creators, YouTubers that are way bigger than I, that kind of reached that point where they felt like, if I don't do this one particular type of content, like, people don't gravitate towards it. They're not, that's not what they're here for. Now, like, you know, one of the big inspirations for doing a podcast that was filled with variety was Joe Rogan for me. And say what you want about the guy. I really enjoy a lot of his stuff, but I don't listen to every episode. I don't listen to the UFC stuff. I sometimes don't listen to a lot of the comedian stuff. It just depends. But, like, it's a full catalog full of variety. And I can pick and choose what I want to, enjoy. It's kind of like you can like ESPN or Comedy Central, but you're not going to watch every program that's on there. It's your choice. So that's something, as being on the other side of it, I've had to learn and adjust to. But I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't growing numbers on a platform where, on the day that I do pull the plug on doing that, or wanted to transition my focus elsewhere, that it would really hit hard and I would feel like really deflated from it. So, you know, I think it would just be in the best interest of all involved to just make sure, like, hey, like, this is the content I'm doing moving forward. And I want to make sure that when I'm growing, it's growing due to the content that I'm going to be making long term, you know, that I don't really foresee myself stopping. And, obviously everybody wants to find like a niche thing to kind of just kind of grow their thing and then expand. I get that. But, I just wanted to make sure I was making a healthy choice by, making a pivot there, because it took a lot of time to record, to edit, to plan, and then juggle everything else I was doing. So moving forward with YouTube, it's going to be the home of Wonder Sounds. It's going to be the home of these podcasts. And I think I might every now and then do something that's kind of just unique to YouTube. But, you know, moving forward, that's really all I can promise at this point in time. In my real life, IRL, right? There's a lot of different things going on. So I'm just making sure that what I can put out, I put out to the best of my capability, my ability, the energy that I'll have for it. So, you know, narrowing my focus has been such a mantra that I've been repeating to myself all year. I just, you know, got this other motto that I like. It's like under promise, overachieve. So, you know, if something does happen, I will make sure, especially with YouTube, to have like a backlog of stuff to have a commitment to it and not just put things out as they go and leave things incomplete. So speaking of that, I apologize to anybody who's watching the Pine State NCAA 06 or any of the series that just didn't go anywhere. I hate doing that, but it just felt like, you know, the right thing to do at the time, even if it's a hard thing to do. And sometimes those two concepts correlate, right? So last final thing about this whole recap, which I've definitely gone a lot longer than I planned to, but I really haven't had the opportunity to really be transparent and sit down and just talk about this. But the podcast is the main focus. Yet again, like the cycle is complete, but I feel real, real confident, real excited about the approach I want to take it. You know, the conversations I want to have, the guests that I'll have, the topics, and just the overall vibe moving forward. You know, I feel like I was the happiest when I was making the podcast and putting a lot of my focus there. And though I've struggled with, you know, what I wanted to do as far as a vision for just Wondersoul in general, I think I'm the closest I've been in a very long time to what I want to see visually, like aesthetically, for the look of the brand and everything, and for the obviously the content within it. So yeah, I'm really excited to do that. It will be available. The podcast will be available on YouTube, and it will be available wherever you listen to podcasts, you know, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and there's so many other places. But yeah, I'm trying to learn from my experiences. So I really would like to keep them a little bit shorter unless there is a guest. And even those will be, you know, not ridiculously long. But if the, you know, if the conversation's rolling, if it's good, you know, I do enjoy long form content, stuff that's just long, like, you know, long videos on YouTube, you know, 3-hour podcasts, because it's just something you can stop and pick up and finish later. But those are going to be, as far as the podcast, I like to think of them as Wonder Talks, right? Now, Wonder Talk was like a branch of the podcast. It was solely focused on guests and having conversations. And that's what I want. It won't be interviews. And in the past, I've had a lot of people that do content or something like that, where I'll definitely, you know, bring that up, but it won't be like an interview. I hope to just find people that can come on and we can just have a conversation. And, you know, I hope to have like talking points and maybe even like specific subjects that we hone in on. But I just like the laid back hangout, distraction free. Let's just talk. And it might be one-on-one. It might be, you know, a table, you know, panel type vibe with some things, you know, but, I'm really excited for that. So I might do some solo stuff when I can't always schedule, or, you know, when schedules collide and you can't get, you know, things to work out. So I might be doing some solo stuff just on the podcast. And, you know, I'm really actually going to throw that to you guys and let me know what kind of stuff would you like. Now, I've done a lot of solo stuff here and I don't mind doing that again. But I almost feel like I need to pick either doing that here on the podcast or put that energy on a video, like a video essay type thing on YouTube. And they can exist in the same place. So it can go to both. But yeah, so there's the recap. It's been a crazy year, obviously, you know, and it's been challenging for so many people in so many ways. And content, I'm sure, in the grand scheme of things, is not that big of a deal, but I know that it was very helpful for me and so many others when studios and other places had to halt production, delay their movies, their shows, games, whatever you enjoy. So, you know, so many people took time and energy to create stuff for others to enjoy. And I want to continue doing that and give the best that I can when it comes to content. So, yeah, my goals moving forward are just, you know, consistency and narrowing that vision and having a very solid vision for what I want Wondersoul to be, so that when people click on a video or they, you know, listen to a podcast episode, generally you can tell what you're getting. And it's going to be an experience that you can find on either platform or any kind of medium and enjoy. So, you know, that's just something I feel like that commitment to consistency is just going to be a main focus. And then just, you know, putting out stuff that I want. I mean, obviously, I want to make sure that I go, okay, yeah, I like these things, but I don't need to talk about that on podcasts. I probably don't need to, you know, make a video on this. You know, obviously have some, you know, genres that I stay out of and just go, that's not my lane. But I feel like if I'm passionate enough or have a strong, deep interest in expressing some thoughts or opinions, or even just have a conversation about something, if anything, I'll get somebody who's a lot more educated or passionate about set subject and have them on, and I'll be able to just kind of, you know, talk with them, stuff like that. But the big goals right now, you know, I'd love to get over 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. You know, the grind continues. 3 years later, the grind never ends. And I know that I've made it harder on myself by making so many changes over the last couple of years, specifically this last year. And that's something I'm definitely working on. So I just wanted to take time recently to really give it some thought, to make sure that whatever I spoke into this microphone today is what you'll expect and what you'll get for the next 6 months to a year. I would love to tell you, like, this is exactly what's happening. And then if I make it to the fourth year, when we sit down and talk again, that's exactly what happened, right? So I'm going to try not to introduce too many new things. I'm going to try to just focus on these couple of things, which is just growing the YouTube channel. And there'll be some streams casually. You know, I just got to figure out how I approach that. You know, I do love hanging out and just, you know, sharing certain experience with people and socializing and actually getting that, you know, one-on-one connection vibe that you don't really get in a comment section, and podcasts don't really have anything like that. So if you wanted to reach out to me, you could just hit me up on Twitter. I do have a Discord, and I'm going to put the link in the description here. So if you'd like to join that would be cool. But yeah, to wrap up the goals, just want to be consistent. I want to commit to the things that I'm doing. And I want to commit to not making too many changes and just have fun and really flesh out the potential of what Wondersoul can be when given the proper energy, when, you know, given enough time to develop. And not everything is going to be a hit, you know, and that's okay. You know, I just want to enjoy the whole process, the thinking of an idea, the process of creating something, and the result. And that's why a lot of the stuff that I've taken out of Wondersoul is stuff that, you know, that process had some, you know, clunks in it. And what's still here and what will be here tomorrow and in the near future is stuff that fulfills that whole three-step process for me. Like, the idea excites me, doing it is fulfilling, and the end product is rewarding. And I want that to be everything, you know, for this. So, yeah, moving forward. It's been over 1,000 days since this has become a part of my life. And, honestly, I'm looking forward to the future. I mentioned earlier that I have some stuff in real life that I'm working on, and it's going to take a lot of my energy and focus, but I think it's just going to make the content better once I can achieve these certain things and, you know, deal with some stuff that I need to and get that, out of my vision. Because when I made Wondersoul, I was in a transitional space. And I feel like I still am, and that's okay. You know, the only consistent thing in this world is change. Things are always changing. But I want to give some people or people something, that feels familiar, that it's not always going to be changing. And I think that's, you know, good for everyone involved. And I'm really excited about the future of the podcast and for the YouTube channel. And like I said, all these other things, I'm going to really just let go for the time being and just focus on what I've mentioned in this almost 30-minute, supposed to be short, 3-year anniversary podcast episode. Yeah, I mean, I could ramble for forever. We're not going to do that here. So yet again, I'm excited for the future. Thank you so much for all the support on all these platforms through all of these changes for 3 years. It's incredible. And I can't thank you enough. And I can't express how much it does mean to me. It would just take too long. So with that being said, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are excited for what the future holds for all of us, because I feel like we're in this hangover of 2021 and things are still weird right now. And hopefully they just get better. And I hope that we're all able to make that transition as smooth as possible. And I know that it's been very hard on us mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. You know, I got to go to the gym. I got to get back in shape. I got to do a lot of things. We all got to, you know, we all deserve the best version of ourselves, you know? And I feel like if we're here today after everything we've been through, then there's a reason. There's a reason we're still alive and kicking, moving and shaking and baking, all that good stuff. Like, do something with it. Do something meaningful, you know, enjoy what you do and be happy doing it, and cut out the things that are not doing that for you. Nobody said you have to, you know. I think that's just something we need to consider moving forward, because if anything from last year, it just made us hopefully appreciate the little things and also, you know, look forward to the big things that hopefully we can start to take the steps to achieve. That's it. I just, you know, I had to end it with some kind of like inspirational type thing. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your life, out of your day, out of your night to listen to this, to watch it. Please consider subscribing to the YouTube channel. Please share this podcast, rate, review it. Please keep doing you. And I'm going to keep doing me. You guys take care. Do good. I'll talk to you guys later.